Good morning, okay, at 7:06 on this Wednesday day. Hump day.
Hey.
Made it. I'm back.
You're back. Thanks for coming back.
It's good to be back. I was sad, though, last night as I'm looking. A person shot to death in Huntersville?
I know.
What?
That's crazy.
Any deets on this bad boy, or are we still working through this?
I looked at it early this morning.
Yeah.
Without my contacts in.
Sure.
So when I don't
have my contacts, see this
yeah,
either.
I only have one eye that really works well, so I didn't read it in depth, but it looks like it was at the Walgreens near Highland Creek. Is that right?
Dang, near Highland Creek. So the crazy part is that I lived in Eastfield, which is right here, Eastfield Road. That's the name of this street right here. This whole area has just shifted dramatically. And Highland Creek used to be that neighborhood. That used to be the, I mean, it's like what, 5,000 houses?
Right.
Multiple golf courses, whole thing.
I still, this is how old I am, but I still think of Highland Creek as like a new neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, but like, I just
it's
remember,
big enough.
I remember when everybody was moving there, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the new Highland Creek, you know. And so, I still think of it as like a newer neighborhood. I know that it's not, but yeah, it's really, really scary. But everybody was moving there. Like, that was a hot place to be.
Yeah, that was definitely the beginning, I think, of like kind of that big growth bubble of Huntersville. It was kind of that south side. Like, it was close to Charlotte still.
Yeah. Easy commute to Charlotte for people who had to go there. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I don't know, and I don't have any kind of inside information on it, but I'm going to reach out. I'll reach out to Major Brian Vaughn and see if Huntersville's, if they're releasing any information at this point, if they're not. And as we get
the article didn't have a lot, just that there was a fatality, I think.
Wouldn't expect it to within like an hour, because that's the thing, is this happened last night at like 7 o'clock, and you know, I sent it to you guys, what, like 8:30, I saw it, it was literally like one line still. It was definitely like one of those type of news articles that was going to be updated
as it
was evolving.
They'll keep adding more stuff to it throughout the day.
And I'm not sure if Huntersville PD, again, Major Brian Vaughn, has put out any type of particular publication yet for Huntersville PD. To be involved with a process like this and investigate, and at what point can you say something? And then you got victims' families, and you got...
You have to let all them know, too. Yeah, you have to make sure you do all the right things before you let the public know what's going on. But
not to mention, did they get, you know, was it all... Was everybody contained still that's involved in the scene? Or was, you know, are we looking for people? There's a lot of questions there, too. So, but like I said, we'll reach out. We'll see what we can find out and keep people apprised of the day. Yesterday morning, it sounded great. I listened to the show on the way to Raleigh.
Was it okay?
It was great.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. You
did
great job. Patrick did good too.
He did a great job.
I really love the game you guys play. I thought instantly, I was like, okay, cool. This is my chance to. Yacht Rock went terribly for me.
Yeah.
Maybe Guess the Bunny will go bad
How'd
for you guys.
You do playing the home version?
Of Guess the Bunny?
The car version
of Guess the Bunny?
Yeah.
The Lola got me. I forgot Lola's name. Yeah. And then. Who was the Tiny Toons one? Was it Buster?
Buster, yeah. I didn't remember that
Buster
was his name
and Babs.
Either.
Buster and Babs, yeah. Got me on that one, too.
Oh, I used to watch some Tiny Toons after school, too.
The funniest one to me that I was laughing at, because generationally, right, you kind of showed a little bit of your age, and I hope I'm not offended by saying this, when it got to Space Jam, the fact that, like, Bill and I, like, there was no question. Like, Space Jam was the low-hanging fruit of all the questions.
Right.
You and Patrick struggled on that one a little bit, though.
Okay, so this is what I thought in my head. I did not say it out loud, but I was like, oh, yeah, that's one of Katie's favorite movies, too.
She's got taste.
See?
She's got taste.
I'm not mad at her.
I did go see that one in the theater. For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
I do
love Space Jam.
Yeah.
I do love Space Jam. It is one of the best movies, like, from the 90s. So.
The original one was classic. Have you seen the new one with LeBron James?
It.
It's garbage.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Complete garbage.
And Katie was so excited about the new one, too, because she loves the old one. Like, I remember she got asked for it for Christmas on DVD, like Space Jam, the original.
On DVD?
On DVD.
It came out, what? Well, I can look that up. But
it came out
late
90s? Yeah, 95, 96.
So it still originally probably would have been 96. So it would have been on VHS, but New Age DVD, like that time in the store when you had both DVDs and VHS.
Oh, I think it was from the $5 bin DVD. I think it's where we got it. But I just remember her specifically asking. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
She wasn't born until 2006.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yes.
I thought she was there, like,
classic.
Newborn. Like, you came from the hospital in the jersey.
She likes the classics.
Picture. Yeah. That's
She's a classic film buff. Yeah. That Katie is. Good for her.
This and what's another famous one? Black and white. What's the one every...
Casablanca.
That's the
love
one.
Love that movie.
How did you know I was thinking about that one? That's weird.
That's the one that people who
we're spending
think
a lot of time together. Yeah, when I think of old movies, I think of Casablanca. that's pretty much it.
That one or the one, Citizen Kane. Everybody talks about that one too. One of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's a movie. It's just a movie. Orson Welles movie. Terrible. Orson Welles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Made in the, I don't know. It's black and white. Made in like maybe late 30s, early 40s. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in my whole life. Oh. But it's always ranked as like top movies.
Isn't there something about like a rosebud or something in that one? Because I remember that. The only reason why I know that, I don't know if you remember the scene from The Office.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I know. I know it.
They parody that scene a lot in a lot of things. So at least you know where it comes from if you've seen the movie. But I will say don't waste an hour and 45 minutes of your time to watch it.
Thanks for that advice.
Yeah.
I would have
trying to save you some time.
Trying to save me some time and some spoilers. You can go ahead and see, you can go ahead and spoil that one if you want to too, if you'd prefer.
I can.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I won't get mad at you.
His sled from his childhood.
Is it what?
It's his sled.
It's a sled?
From his childhood. So he's this very rich, powerful man. Mm. And on his deathbed, all he's thinking about is being a kid and how carefree he was. It's a lesson in life.
A lot of deep introspective thought on that. Yeah, yeah.
Super deep.
When you're dying, what are you going to think of?
Yeah. The movie's been out for what, 70 some years?
Junior Drew Bacon Cheeseburgers. Lord, please have them ready.
Four for four.
Will you please have a strawberry frosty? I admit that chocolate has not been my favorite.
You like the strawberry frosty?
I kind of do like the strawberry frosty.
Oh, yeah, I feel differently about you now.
The peppermint one, too. I kind of get weird on the peppermint one. No. I'll just down the whole thing. It's in like a mini cup, you know? It's not.
I'm just a frosty purist. It's got to be chocolate or nothing.
Chocolate or bust. How
That's
dare
it.
You?
Did 7-12.
Yeah, we made it.
We didn't talk about food once yesterday.
Not at all. Yes, you did.
I don't think so.
I'm going to go back and triple check that. You definitely did.
Check the facts.
Because I remember looking and saying to myself, 7:23. I remember saying that to myself. Check around 7:23 yesterday. That one I'm sure is there. But as far as Frosties go, I don't know if you saw, President Biden's cracking down.
Oh, on Frosties?
As far as on all these fast food places where the ice cream machines, Fed's about to step in.
What?
Says it's unacceptable. Unacceptable that the hardworking Americans go to McDonald's and they can't get what they want, and that being soft serve ice cream.
Man.
It was an official Fox headline.
There are so many things going wrong in this world.
DOJ cracking down.
That is the one thing that they're
finally, people
on.
Are working. Finally, our legislative body in Congress is doing the work of the people, making sure the frosty machines at all fast food joints are operational. Find them all.
Why is that something?
Find them all.
The government needs to be in charge of
it. Somebody's got to grab the reins on this. It is getting out of control. Before you know it, there will be no strawberry production whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's what this leads to.
Yeah.
You know, it starts with the little things. Just a little, you know, one machine's out. Oh, that's just one flavor. It's basically racism. This is why.
That's racism.
Here's what it is. McDonald's is responsible for all of this because of their soft serve machines not being operational.
Okay.
The government thankfully stepping in.
Yeah, I'm real thankful for that one.
This is what we need them doing.
This is what they need to be spending their time, money, and resources on.
Also, not as big of a headline, Supreme Court is going to allow Texas to jail illegal immigrants. But that's not as important as the Frosties.
The ice cream.
I'm going to need that first. There was also another tweet related to the Electoral College I got in my timeline. It's an ad, very interesting ad. I do want to share that with you.
Okay.
Shell's going EV. Got that on the list today. Queen's Ice. Hopefully Monica's going to be here. Saw her at the Lake Norman Chamber Expo last year. Delicious. Huff High School also coming in soon. Busy day. Bill Russell, too. Good morning, OKN. 7:18. Sorry, I meant to send out a tweet this morning. No, it's a tweet. GM underscore LK, and the reason why is because you were on Twitter last night. You like followed somebody for the first time in like 14 years of being on Twitter.
I think I was like person number 8 on Twitter, and now I'm just finally looking at
one of the original accounts. Don't worry, I'll be tagging you daily. You worry about
Thanks
it.
So
I tagged you on a few last night just to test.
I don't even know what my Twitter handle is. That's what I was trying to figure out. What is it?
Mamie underscore Neely.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Is it?
Throwback. I hadn't been an alien in a while.
How'd you follow somebody without knowing? Have you been hacked?
I don't think I've been hacked.
Am I now engaging with a compromised account?
No, because everything you send me is from Twitter. And so I think I just went through and was looking at some stuff, and I must have sleep followed someone and didn't realize.
WSIC News, you sleep
followed. I did follow WSIC News. I did do that. You're right.
I was on last night, and as besides the notification of Mamie Neely following, did see something on Instagram. Cornelius PD posted a photo of somebody. So to be aware for the community, gentleman who wearing, well, believe it's a dude, I'm assuming it's a dude based on other evidence.
Based on the photo, yeah, and it's on the Cornelius Police Instagram and their Facebook right now.
So, and supposedly, lewd acts is what's going. So I believe he is, to say this appropriately, touching himself in front of people. I've heard stories of Robbins Park and also Jatan. So be aware. Not cool to the dude, too, by the way. Not cool. Wearing the ski mask. So it's going to, it'd be scary if it was.
It's something that's going to alert you if you see somebody wearing.
Certainly is.
Sweatshirt with the hood up, black ski mask, sunglasses. Yeah. So he looks like someone who you don't want to mess with. So if you see him, just probably turn and go the other way.
Obviously, somebody got a picture of him full frontal.
Yes.
And Cornelius PD put it out. Chopped off the bottom half. But yeah, did show the top half. And so be aware. Definitely be vigilant. And I saw it last night. I showed Demi in the back. We were laying in bed. I said, look, I just want you to see this. I need you to be aware.
Yeah.
Thankfully, do I feel as if we can't go leave the house? No.
Right. No.
But be aware of your surroundings. Something happens. Be aware.
Yeah. And if you've come in contact with this guy, Cornelius Police is asking you to call them and let them know.
Sure. So. Yeah. Probably could just tweet at them instantly. Like, hey, he's right here.
You could. Yeah. You could just respond. Just comment on the Instagram.
Actively. Spotted.
I think the fastest way for them to know about it, though, is for you to call them.
Probably to dial. Yeah. But I feel like people get nervous about dialing 911 now.
You don't have to dial 911. You can just call the Cornelius Police Department, 704-892-7773.
Oh, this isn't a call 911.
This is not a 911.
I see him.
Yeah. Or I would say maybe if you see him in the moment.
Like live.
Call 911.
Okay.
If you've seen him in passing, if you've seen him around maybe in other neighborhoods that aren't mentioned in this article, then maybe you should let them know.
Also see him there. Okay. So that's what's going on walking. Oops. I just hit the wrong button. Well, that guy is a loser. Anyway. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. I don't have no accidents to report at this time. All those traffic, 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte, is heavy congestion this morning. It's flowing, but you'll have your typical slowdowns in the Huntersville area and then going into Charlotte. And then 77 northbound traffic is heavy this morning also. No slowdowns at this time, but as the morning progresses, just keep your distance in the Huntersville, Cornelius area seems to be where you have the bit greatest slowdown. And then secondary road, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems this morning, so we've made it to Wednesday.
That's right. Happy Wednesday to you, Jeff. Beautiful weather today. I think they're saying 70s and sunny, so going to see a lot of breaking for the lake today. Everybody pack them patient pants. Jeff, we appreciate you. We'll check in at 8:15.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too, sir. RideiCats.com, cruising the HOV lane all the way from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte with Jeff for only $3 each day, each way. Nice that no accidents occurred.
That is. Yesterday was kind of wild.
I think yesterday there was an accident, wasn't there?
There was accidents. It was a mess yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
I told everybody to stay home. I'd send them a note.
I did. I remember hearing that. Yeah, that was part of it.
Today, if you can do that too, if you just want to spend the day in the sunshine, I'll write you a note.
So there's this tweet that, and this is where Mamie's going to love it because it's a little bit political. It's actually pretty political.
My favorite.
I got this ad put on my timeline yesterday. And here's the headline. The Electoral College system handed Trump the presidency in 2016. It could happen again.
Oh, that's an ad for who?
Do you support abolishing the Electoral College? Participate in this new poll. Protectvoting.org.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those.
One of those.
Got 4.7 million views on it right now. Terrible idea to eliminate the Electoral College.
I agree. I can always see both sides of an argument.
Sure.
Though.
Popular vote.
I understand the popular vote versus the Electoral College. I understand that. But no, you can't get rid of the Electoral College.
You cannot. That's the whole point.
It's handed every single president the win. That's my comment for that.
It's actually really smart of way to rebut. I was trying to come up with some creative way to say
one.
It. Like, no, it actually affects everybody. Every single president is, what are we doing
right
now?
That's how everyone is won.
That's the whole point.
Since the beginning of the United States, right?
It's the whole point of states' rights.
Did George Washington use the Electoral College?
It's a fair question. They wanted him to be king.
I think with him, you're right. I think with him, they just he kind of made the precedents for the presidents.
He said, "Nah, ain't gonna be no king."
Yeah, because they wanted to call him like Your Majesty or something, and he said, "No, Mr. President." He came up with that too. So
dang,
good smart guy. Dude.
Then
good
he just
guy.
Went around chopping down cherry trees.
He did.
Do
that
cherries
before.
Grow on trees?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Debatable.
Every day. Debatable. That's where they come from. There's nowhere else to get cherries other than a tree.
Does electricity grow on trees?
No, it does not.
Shell's trying. Shell gas station selling off 1,000 retail locations for EV charging expansion per Bloomberg. 1,000 retail locations. No more gas.
Do we need that many?
Just plug in your car.
You know where I think it's the funniest place to see a, and I've not been to one in person. I've just seen it on videos.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
No, the funniest place to see an EV charging station is at the Buc-ee's.
Ooh.
How many people coming into Buc-ee's to gorge themselves on beaver nuggets and whatever else they have there driving an electric car? Slim
to
none.
It's hybrid. It's a new generation.
I'm going to say there'll be a lot of spaces open at the Buc-ee's. But yeah, I wonder.
Although those people that like taking naps, this whole autonomous driving might be the kicker for them to go EV.
That's why I can't go EV. I can't let the car be in charge.
Nah.
No.
There was somebody I was talking to the other day, and they're like, pretty much the car does the drive. Oh, yeah, yeah. I met somebody, and we were chatting. They have a Tesla. Says on their commute to work, pretty much working.
Yeah.
And the car is driving. Like, yeah. He says there's two particular points that he knows he's going to have to grab the wheel, and that's it. Whole drive into work.
I just don't feel good about that.
Is that even? I don't even know if that's legal or not. It doesn't even matter, because it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Let your hands off the wheel?
This is what makes me feel really old, to be like, no, we can't go that way.
10 and 2. 10 and 2. Yeah.
Spent all that time in driver's ed for the car to drive me? No. Not going to do it.
I just don't trust it anymore.
I don't. I just feel like a machine that large, and I guess you can put your hands on, like if something came out of nowhere, but if I'm working, I'm working. Like, it's really hard to get me to look up when I'm on the couch working,
right?
You know,
sure.
Like somebody to get my attention when I'm in the zone working. And so if I'm in the zone working, I'm not going to see a cat run in front of me or something like that.
The car should.
I know. I just don't.
But if it misses it and like something happens and what, like, oopsie, like what's
right?
What's,
what do you,
like,
do?
I was driving autonomously. Yeah. I was driving autonomously.
Charge that to Tesla's insurance,
yes,
not mine.
That's exactly right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
But I just want to know, so these EV charging expansions, is it just going to be all EV charging? Like if I'm driving on a road trip and I see the Shell station and I pull off, oh, well, my car uses gas. Move on to the next one? Or do you think it'll be a gas charging?
Well, it wouldn't really be move on. It'd be like, if you're assuming you're out of gas, it'd be walk.
Well, yeah, just sit here.
Walk, yeah, just wait.
Yeah. So I wonder if what's that going to look like?
1,000 retail locations for EV charging expansion. So is it like, are they getting rid of maybe just like the snacks and leaving the gas?
No, I got a problem with that. That's the whole reason to stop.
It's not even about the gas.
No.
I don't even like pumping gas.
No, I don't like doing that.
If I don't get Bucky Nuggets, I'm done.
That's it.
Again, though, someone who comes in wants to, you know, plus you got to wait for the charging station. It almost seems like Buc-ee's is better for it because you have to wait.
That's true. Yeah, it's not like pumping gas. It takes, you know,
what
10
gonna,
minutes.
Yeah, what you can do is stand at Shell.
Take, how long does it take to charge a car? 30 minutes?
You know, this is where I get lost.
You know, Jensen Savannah was in here, yeah, and she travels all over the Southeast now, and she says
in
they
the
have
EV?
An electric car. Yeah, yeah, they have a Tesla, I think. Or maybe
it can go 400
similar.
Miles, though, right? Like about,
yeah,
300 miles, something like that.
But she said they do have
charge.
To stop to charge it. I need to ask her how long it takes. Like, what are you doing while it charges?
Well, and the more people that use them, right? Like the pictures from California when it first all was going down, when they all came out and everybody was all giddy about it, there was lines. And like you'd be waiting for hours.
To charge your car?
To charge your car.
Yeah, when I was out in San Diego back in the fall, every single Uber I had was a
EV.
Because
they don't want to pay for gas, though.
Well,
that's
gas
the other thing.
Was almost $7 a gallon when I was there, too. So I'd probably switch over, too. And well, you get, like, this huge credit out there, some tax credit or something huge out there.
Subsidization.
If you buy, yeah.
The cost, though, of the charger, it does cost. Like, there are free charging stations, but there are paid charging stations, too.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, there are free ones, but there are a lot of paid ones.
Also want to know how much your electricity bill goes up for charging your car. And does it home, outweigh what you're going to pay in gas?
It's a fair month? Question. It probably depends on how much you drive, right?
Yeah.
But it's a 120 outlet. It's not, I don't think it's like a 240. Like, I don't think you have to have like,
you have to have a special outlet.
It's like a converter, I think, or something. Like, I don't know. I think you get it with buying the car. Buy a car, get a free charger.
Oh, that's
I'm pretty
nice.
Sure is what they do
Apple
for
doesn't
you.
Even do that anymore.
No. They got all kinds of chargers now. I don't know. Are we? Is everything Thunderbolt now? Or
I
is
don't,
it?
I don't even know. Every time I buy something new, then it's like, nope, this
that's
one doesn't work anymore.
It?
Yeah. I bought, I keep losing my AirPods.
Yeah.
I keep leaving them places. So I bought the cheapo, like, wired earphones. They don't even work with my phone anymore now. Just out of it.
Completely.
So out of the loop. Completely out of the loop.
Like yeah. that texting and driving right there, like
yeah.
I was just doing.
Yep.
Queens Ice, Monica has texted. She is on her way. She's going to be a couple minutes late. That's okay. I'll make some stuff up until she gets here. Okay. We'll figure that out. Bill Russell at 8:15. Somebody's special birthday today, too, by the way.
Oh.
There is a birthday today. Maybe I'll let you know whose it is. Huff High School cast of Seussical.
That's it.
Coming in. Dr. Seuss story.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day. Sorry.
I don't know about that one.
Trying some things out.
Yeah. I liked it.
Different.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. On this beautiful Wednesday, March 20th.
Wow.
March 20th already. Today's word of the day brought to you by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. Today's word of the day is
magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
That's a good one.
Magnanimous. Sorry, it's really small on my phone, and I had it last segment. But
it's quite a loquacious word.
It is. It's a little wordy. Magnanimous. Magnanimous. Have you heard this word before?
I feel like I've heard the word.
Yeah.
Right.
Mamie's over here like, no big deal. Got this one in the bag.
I used it in the email yesterday.
You used this word?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. I was about to say, that's incredible.
I actually believed her for a moment.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I used it in an email for me yesterday.
She was magnanimous in forgiving her friend for the mistake. Magnanimous.
Gracious.
Gracious could probably play.
When I hear the word magnanimous, I always associate it with, like, royalty. So that's what I think about it in that way.
More mature.
Yes, you guys are definitely flirting with it. Magnanimous, sorry, I did not spell this word for those following along at home. M-A-G-N-A-N-I-M-O-U-S.
It's also an adjective.
It is an adjective.
So someone can act magnanimously.
Magnanimously.
You can do that.
Yes. WSIC's support for local initiatives in the Lake Norman area reflects a magnanimous commitment to the community engagement, enriching the region with its dedication to uplifting programs and informative broadcasts.
Crusty.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. Magnanimous.
No, not crusty.
You guys were pretty spot on. I don't see us really getting much closer, so I'm going to give you guys the definition of magnanimous. Again, magnanimous.
I'm going to be so mad when I hear the word that I should have said. Go ahead.
Generous and or forgiving. So you guys were definitely like all around it. What did you say? Gracious?
Yeah.
Gracious Mamie is what I said. Yeah.
Gracious, more mature. Justin, I believe you had that one.
Who would have thought I had that good of a word?
Right, so you guys were right on it. Right on it.
Brought to you by Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. You know, Jig Jam and Into the Fog will be there as well.
You know, I think our next game will be, is it a Merlefest band?
I like that game.
Josh Goforth. Gold Pine.
My favorite one is still...
Flat Top.
Mild Goose Chase.
Banknotes.
Mild Goose Chase.
It's my favorite one.
Banknotes.
Can't wait to hear them.
The Silent Comedy. So many artists.
Silent Comedy.
It's going to be a good time.
Can you laugh?
Newfound.
Out loud?
No spoilers.
Okay.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
It's
going to
be a very magnanimous occasion.
Monica from Queens Ice is going to be joining us soon. She's in some traffic on her way up. She's going to be on at 7:45, so we'll plan to have her then. But some things going on that you should be aware of. Teacher of the Month is happening.
Still happening.
Still happening. Registration is still coming in. You can nominate your favorite teacher or your child's favorite teacher, or maybe you are a teacher. You can nominate yourself.
You can nominate yourself.
There is no shame. No one is going to know except for us internally that you nominated yourself.
That's right. Hey, you can make up a fake name that nominated you. We won't know.
And even if I did know, I'm not judging you.
I'm not judging.
Because
are we implementing Electoral College, or is this just a popular?
This is
actually just random draw.
Oh, random
it's
draw.
AI. Oh, it's AI. It's cool. Selection.
Random, yeah.
AI.
I like
selection.
The random
so
draw.
You have a really good chance.
We should do that for president.
Yeah, why not?
Throw my name in the
Bugs
hat.
Bugs Bunny. Just let it happen. Let it happen. Yeah, Mamie Lee. That name would catch in the AI.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I'm saying it'll work.
Mamie Lee.
Yeah, it's easy to say.
What was your one initiative too?
Oh, I have two now.
Oh, two.
No daylight savings.
Got it.
Number one. That's my main one. And the other one was something else that I can't remember right now. When I think of it, I'll let you know.
At least 50% of your initiatives, of your whole goal over 4 years, you can knock that out in like 30 seconds.
Oh, I mean, that would be my plan. Like the first 90 days. First 30 days, daylight savings is gone.
Just stump after stump about how Congress needs to do their job and just accept no time change?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Merle Madness also going on. Speaking
That's
of
right.
Merle Fest, have you submitted a bracket yet?
Oh, no. I did my family brackets last night.
Okay.
And then I get a call from my dad. My dad is not a phone talker at all.
Okay.
So when he calls, you're like, oh, well, dad probably needs to tell you something important.
Sure.
So I can't get to the phone. It rings and rings and rings. He's also a voicemail leaver. So he leaves a voicemail, and the voicemail is just him breathing. And I'm like, oh, gosh, something must really be wrong. So I call him back, and I was like, hey, Dad, everything okay? He's like, I don't know where I am. I don't know what's going on. I was like, Dad, what's going on? He goes, I don't understand this bracket. The breathing voicemail was him just going,
He was so frustrated with the bracket. That's
so
what it
frustrated
was.
With the bracket. And so I walk him through how to do it, show him how to do the auto pick, because my dad's not a sports fan at all.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, this says University of Hawaii. I said, that's Houston, Dad. He's like, okay, if that's what it says is going to win, that's who I'm picking. So help my dad
actually
with the
like
bracket.
Houston.
Yeah. So
is
that's
that
who he
went
picked.
With?
Dad went with Houston.
Okay.
I went with Chapel Hill.
Classic. Bill, who'd you go with?
I have not selected as of yet. Houston will likely be up there. I just love the coach over there. I don't know what it is. They just play good defense. They play hard.
Mm. Just in general. I'm over here literally trying to work on my bracket out because I
told
you
guys. Are you doing yours right now?
Well, I told you guys if I don't do it like right now, I'll just forget.
So we have Merle Madness. Maybe we could finish the pitch here.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do that. Merle Madness, basically, you go on, you fill out a bracket.
That's right.
If you win, is it win?
Yes.
Or you got to win.
Yes.
Get the highest amount
wins.
Of points.
Yeah.
Correct.
If you win, you get a 4-pack of Merle Fest tickets.
Yes.
Pretty good.
Very good.
And they're four single-day general admissions. So here's the cool part about the deal we've got with Merle Fest. You pick the day you want.
Oh, that's great.
You're not beholden to a particular day. Mm-hmm. You can make it fit in your schedule the way you want.
You and three of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time.
And if you don't have three friends...
Can you go more than once with those? Like, could you go all the days with
in
the passes?
In theory, you could. You could go every day.
Yeah, so it's a great. And then second place gets WSIC swag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of swag are you going to
get? I don't know. We'll find out. Mm. The winner will know.
One of the things that Joe Berg was talking about as I was listening to his show last night, there is a password that it may require, like when you join the group on ESPN for the Bracket Challenge, and that password is scoreboard. At least that's what I've been told. And it is scoreboard, clarification, capital S.
Okay.
So I just did that in real time. I have now joined the bracket. Here's the thing I just thought about. Maybe I shouldn't have because I don't think I can win this. But if your boy wins, y'all all know... This isn't rigged. Even though sports is my number one category in trivia, you know,
you're going to go for the winner?
I haven't even filled out a bracket yet.
Well, what are you thinking, though?
Who's in it? App State?
No.
App State is not in it.
They're not in it. No.
Okay.
You can't pick them.
All right. Let me pick out. I'm going to pick some. Am I allowed to pick these right now? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to pick some right now. All right. Houston and Longwood. Do I go with the major upset right off the bat?
That's the hard thing about these, because there are those upsets, and so then that just ruined your whole bracket.
Okay, I'm going to go Houston, just because number one and number 16. I'm going to take the risk on that one.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, James Madison, definitely going Wisconsin, purely because of my dislike for James Madison.
Okay.
Mm. Nebraska, Texas A&M.
That's a flip.
That's a flip. I'm going to go Texas.
I would do it, too.
I like that. If Bill's doing it, I'm doing it. Duke and Vermont.
Mm.
How now, is it Vermont, maple syrup season?
Vermont is not going to be in just a walkover.
No, I know that. That syrup is sticky, and you put that on the court, your shoes can't move.
This is true.
That is true.
I think someone's going to be having a bad day. I'm going Vermont.
Okay.
I think so. I'm going to think somebody's having a bad day there. I'm going Vermont. NC State riding high. We're taking them almost all the way. Kentucky and Oakland. We're going Kentucky. They can continuously compete. Ooh, Marquette and Western Kentucky. I smell an upset. Let's just make a notation of that for the record. Okay. But I'm going to go Marquette.
Okay.
But we do want to make the notation Western Kentucky probably will win. Florida.
Now, Florida will play winner of the Just Florida.
Just Florida.
Florida will play the winner of Colorado versus Boise State, which happens tonight, the first part of the first four.
Right, which I am not betting on in this bracket. Well, I'm not betting, really. I'm just picking picks. I'm going to leave it blank for now until I know. Is that fair?
That's fine. Tomorrow at noon.
Because Coach Prime is coaching basketball, too, now, right?
No, he is not.
Oh, okay.
These are all due tomorrow by noon?
All tomorrow by noon.
Tomorrow by noon.
That's when they start rolling in the TV, and that's when we start watching the games.
That's right.
Can't wait. Roll that TV in.
That's it. No more brackets tomorrow. So you can win 4-pack of tickets to Merlefest. WSIC News Instagram. Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Wednesday day to you. Middle of the week already. Does it feel like it's just I was out for yesterday, so need a little pick me up. Need a little refresher. What do I usually choose? Sweet treats.
Oh yeah.
It makes things easier in life.
Always.
Queen's Ice. Monica joins us, right? Monica Walsh.
Yes.
Hello. Monica, good to see you.
Thank you.
You survived the traffic of the world.
Oh my gosh, yes.
How was it out there?
Oh, crazy. Yeah. Crazy. A lot of school buses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're already out.
Common thing. So you own Queen's Ice.
Yes, I do. It is a Italian and shaved ice mobile truck. I drive around the city. I drive around Lake Norman and Charlotte.
You bring smiles to everyone everywhere.
I do. I try to.
So I met you at the Lake Norman Chamber Expo last year. Ben Daniels, Senior Director of Sensory, came up to me literally at the expo. I'm just set it up. I'm a little sweaty. I'm hanging out. Dude, Queen's Ice is here. I'm like, Ice Spice is here? No, Queen's Ice is here. Ice Spice is here? No, Queen's Ice is here. And I say, okay, all right, let's go. Okay, I'm happy to eat ice. Like, what is it? It's Italian ice, but it's different. It's not like normal Italian ice. It's like premium. I'm like, okay, well, all right. You had me at hello. So I go over and I try this. I kid you not. And I've had a lot of ice cream. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of gelato. I've had a lot of shaved ice.
And you're pretty critical about him.
Very critical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very critical. I'm going to put this in my top category of ice cream frozen treat.
Okay.
There's just something about the texture, something about it that's very unique. Monica, will you now share the secret recipe live for everyone to have right now?
Sorry, I can't do that. But it is creamy. I mean, it's a lot of them have real fruit, lemon puree, mango puree, peach puree. So it really does taste like the real thing.
What's the best way how do you like people to connect? Is it your Instagram? Is it your website? How do you prefer people connect with you?
I'd say probably Instagram.
Queen's Ice NC.
Yeah, Queen's Ice NC. Uh-huh. I'm also on Facebook, Queen's Ice NC.
This is the problem. So I'll pull something like this up in front of me right now while we're talking live on the radio, and I'll just start looking at these pictures of deliciousness that's on her Instagram. So Queen's Ice NC. It's like a food truck.
It is a food truck.
It is a food truck. And so do you, what's like your go, what are you commonly doing? Is it like neighborhoods, like for pool parties, or what's kind of common for you?
I do neighborhoods. I do a lot of corporate lunches, a lot of corporate events, a lot of private parties, birthday parties. You'll see on my Instagram that I do a lot of party pack coolers, where I can also just do grab and goes and drop them off. So if people don't want a truck or don't want the noise of a shaved ice machine, they can still have Queen's Ice.
I'm going to have 20 youngins running around the yard next weekend. Monica, can you deliver this flavor? Boom.
Yes.
That's so cool.
It's pretty nice.
That's very cool. Yeah, that'd be the coolest party you ever
went to. All right, you brought some with you.
I did.
Can we see? Are we allowed?
I'm being too forward, I feel like, right now.
I'm being a little. What's your favorite flavor?
I would say probably the two I have. I have strawberry kiwi.
Strawberry kiwi.
I have.
Oh, that's a tub. She brought a sample pack. That's what she brought me.
She brought a flight.
a nice little tasting duo. And then I also have that's a mango coconut.
Oh, these are the yes. smalls too. This is when you order
mango
small.
Coconut.
Yes.
That's for Bill right there. Yeah. He's going to be all about that. Nice. Oh, and the scoopers.
Scoops.
Dang, dude, this is a spoon.
It's like the truck has come to the studio. that's how you eat it?
This is just the spoon.
That's
this
it.
Is,
and I have some cups.
Oh, wow.
So do you find people usually mix the flavors? Like,
most
is that what you
do.
Like to do?
Most of them do. The mango and coconut is really popular. Strawberry with pineapple is really popular. Strawberry with mango. It's also really good. I also sell ice tails, which are mocktails.
Oh.
Italian ice floats. So if you take those scoops and pour some Sprite over it, delicious.
That's good.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Do you want some?
Well, that was, my mom would do it with sherbet, but that was like your sick day treat. She would do orange sherbet over Sprite. So it's super nostalgic.
Yes.
Queens, do you go accent wise? Do you go more Brooklyn or do you do England? What do you prefer whenever you're at an event?
It varies.
All right,
I'm from Wisconsin, so no matter what,
Wisconsin,
it's gonna have a Wisconsin twang.
Wisconsin,
to it. Yes.
Is that a little more French? Because that's kind of near Canada, right? So that's probably more
I
French
think it's
queen.
Just
so England, no Midwest. Okay. So I am now scooping. Look, here's the spoon that she brought me, by the way. It's soft.
Oh, it's soft.
It's soft. Maybe would you like to? Would you like a scoop?
I would love one.
Okay.
Thank
you. Oh, that was like an attempt back at my Irish accent that we did last week. That was last week, right?
That was just on Friday.
Do you want one scoop or
just
two?
One, please.
Do you want one of each?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Here, I can open it.
Oh, thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
This is also a test run for my new job of scooper.
Okay.
I'm permanent scooper now for Monica. I just follow her around.
Some help. That'd be great.
She just says, another scoop, please. And I just scoop.
When you scoop, are you eating one and then giving one to the...
It's test one, give one. That's
make sure
the policy.
That they all taste good.
As a parent, you know, at Halloween, I have to concern myself. And so,
that's right.
You know, Monica and I know each other, but not that well yet. All right, there you go.
Mamie's
got two scoops. Bill, would you like a scoop?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give Bill a little heftier portion on the coconut
mango. He likes the coconut.
Thank you.
I'm going to go a little heavier on that one for Bill.
The mango coconut is a flavor I have not
that combo
thought of.
What is it that's stopping your brain from reaching these pinnacles?
I just my imagination.
It's a self thing.
Right.
It's not, no one can stop you but you.
Yes.
Monica, what inspired you for Queen's Ice?
So I was in corporate America and just really wanted to do something different, and I have egg, wheat, and dairy allergies, so I can't have a lot.
And I don't want to be rude. Do you want some?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I get plenty at home.
I was going to say, you probably, you live this
I
stuff.
Have connections, yeah.
Oh, man, so the dairy allergy from Wisconsin.
I know. It's still hard to take sometimes, especially
process.
With the cheese.
Yeah.
I do miss cheese. But so Italian ice doesn't have egg, wheat, dairy, fat, cholesterol, nuts. So it just seemed like a natural choice for
And did
me.
You make, like you came up with this formula for this particular style or is this a franchise?
No,
or is this
not
like
a franchise, not a franchise.
You just said, hey, I found this thing and I'm gonna do it this way.
Yes, and I actually have a supplier now that makes it right here in North Carolina. So when you're supporting Queen's Ice, now you're supporting another
small
local business, yep.
So how many flavors do you have total?
Individual flavors, I have about 15 to 20, just depending on the season. And then obviously you can mix and match.
Do you carry all 20 like around with you in the truck? Or is it kind of like weekly, you have specials kind of thing?
No, I usually have 6 to 8 on the truck.
Okay.
Depending on the size of the event.
Do you ever set up somewhere just publicly, like in a parking lot, Walmart parking lot? Come see.
Not very often. I do sometimes. I did.
They call it pop-ups?
Pop-ups. Yeah. I did during COVID.
Oh, yeah?
There were a couple of gas stations that let me set up.
Yeah.
And people would come in and pick up.
What do you haven't, you still,
I did
she normally
it.
Doesn't, she normally
it's,
doesn't
I normally
eat on
don't
the radio.
Eat on the radio, so the fact that I took two bites is, it, that's
pretty,
how good it is.
It's pretty smooth, huh?
Oh, yes, yeah. It's
pretty
very
smooth,
good.
Creamy.
I love the this coconut mango. That's so good. Really good.
Did you try the strawberry kiwi?
No, I haven't gotten there.
Sorry, I'm pressuring her to eat now, so it's like, it's getting to a weirder, like.
Do you have a, like a, so I used to work at probably what would be considered like a rival, like Rita's Ice. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have like a flavor you have all the time, like your bread and butter?
I always try to have the mango and the strawberry kiwi.
That's going to be, ugh.
And tropical rainbow.
And
tropical
it's that rainbow. Time of year. Oh, mm-hmm. It's heating up too.
Love and into that. Spring and summer, yeah. It's a great, great little treat.
Do you do any stuff with schools or anything like that?
I do schools. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Schools is cool. Mm-hmm. Kids probably love this stuff here.
I love it. Yeah. You can just bring it over to my house. You can park the truck in front.
I'm ready to stop talking.
Did your job bring you over here from Wisconsin? Or
I was transferred down here 18 years ago. It'll be 18 years on Easter weekend.
And
happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy anniversary. How did you get into making the ice? Do you have a machine? Are you putting pressure on top and cranking the ice cream? Or
so I have a supplier, and they have the the full full-on commercial batch freezer. And
so you pick it up
flavor
by the tub.
Flavor by flavor.
Absolutely fantastic. That's great.
That's got to be cold to carry a box like that, with that much cold stuff in it.
It is. It is. Sometimes I have gloves.
I'll just
wear some gardening gloves or something, because it can get really pretty painful.
Through COVID, did your pricing change at all? Or have you been able to kind of keep it where it's at?
So I was lucky during COVID, my prices didn't really change. Afterwards is when it went up.
Things started selling down and people, sorry, price going up here, and here in the chain, and then you had to deal with that too.
Right.
How much gas does the food truck take? How many gallons does that thing?
Well, so I have a Ford Transit.
Oh!
So it's a really pretty nimble,
really
pretty nimble truck, so it's not too bad.
Is it welcoming, you can literally pull up, open the door, and ready to go, status, or do you have to do a level of setup for it?
It depends. If I'm just doing Italian ice, I can usually just pull up, open the door, put out my menu.
What's the other option? You said just a tiny.
I was going to say,
the shaved ice.
Oh, shaved ice.
Yeah, so the shaved ice is a little more burdensome because I have to take the generator off the truck, start that up, use the ice machine. Yeah. So it's a little more time consuming.
Does it look like one of the carnival ones, where it's just ice pouring over popcorn, just constant ice flowing?
It's I may have a picture of it on my Instagram. It's a snowy. It's a real nice commercial one. It's not the kind where you see it blow down. I know what you're talking about, but no, it's not that kind.
When are we going brick and mortar?
Oh.
Yeah.
I actually don't have any plans at the moment. I like being...
the freedom.
I like the freedom. I like...
Living on the open road.
I also like having low overhead. Brick and mortar is such a huge step.
This is such a seasonal game.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, and it's an inexpensive item. So it's a little too scary for me to take that jump.
And if somebody else is producing it, and then are you going to bring it on site? Blah, blah, blah. That's a lot of decisions that you don't have to make right now.
Right.
That you can just enjoy this sweet, delectable treat. I kind of have a brain freeze now at this point.
Yeah.
But I'm going to power through it.
Okay. Good for you.
We'll just keep going.
Winter, I should have brought my hot chocolate. In the winter, I switch over to hot chocolate
bombs in the winter, right?
I do.
I've had that before, too. Those are so good.
You do hot chocolate bombs, too?
I do hot chocolate. I do my version of hot chocolate bombs. They're called swirlers. Mine have solid chocolate, so it's not the hollow bomb that you're used to.
Queen's Ice NC coming back. Good morning, okay, at 8:06, happy Wednesday day. I've fallen off the wagon.
Yeah.
Completely. I'm on my second scoop of both strawberry kiwi and mango coconut.
Fantastic.
From Queen's Ice, Queen's Ice NC on Instagram, Queen's Ice. Monica Walsh is here, owner of Queen's Ice. Monica, do you ever regret introducing such deliciousness to the world?
No.
Do you have this in your freezer, just on hand?
Yes. I have a ton. I have a ton that I can break into.
Are you tired of any of it, or is it just all the flavors are so good?
No, I think it's all good. I think it's all good.
It's a perfect in between of
ice cream and
shaved ice.
Yeah. The texture is so smooth. I think that's what I like so much about it too.
Because it's funny, for us as a kid, Bill, I'm sure you remember Luigi's Italian Ice.
Yeah,
I'm familiar.
Store bought one.
Yeah,
sure.
We grew up with that, but this is creamier.
It's for the queen.
Yeah, this is. So if you're a fan of the store bought, this is better.
Way better. Mm. Way, way better. Yeah, it's really, really good.
So how many events would you say you do a year?
It really varies.
it seems, summer months and all it that.
It seems like, obviously busiest in the summer. The past couple of years, I've done a lot of fairs and festivals, you know, with COVID opening things back up. I'm actually backing off of that approach this year and focusing more on corporate events and, you know, building a repeat customer.
Yeah.
You know, with private parties and everything, because at the end of the day, I was looking back and, you know, I was looking at all my customers and it's like, I don't really have repeat customers because they're so far away at the festivals. So hopefully honing in on Lake Norman, I'll be able to get some repeat business.
Oh yeah, for sure. So for the, let's say the private party setup, is it, you can roll up, be there for an hour and leave? Do you have like minimums you like to be? Like what, how does that process
so
work?
So I like to do roughly like 20 to 25 cups per hour as a minimum. Mm-hmm. And then kind of go from there. Also, that's a great way, too, if you just want to do the grab-and-go coolers. I can just drop it off.
Oh, that way you don't even have to worry about it if you have a minimum number that you want.
Right. I'm actually doing a coupon right now through the summer for free delivery.
Ooh.
Around, you know, Lake Norman, around Huntersville, Davidson, Cornelius, Westport, Denver. The minimum's only $24. So that's really just four cups of ice.
And then you can, and four isn't like, this is a cup?
That's the quart, so it's even smaller.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's free delivery all the way around Lake Norman? That's a lot of driving you're doing.
Huntersville, Davidson.
Okay. Oh, we're not going to debate what's considered Lake Norman.
No, we're not going to get into that one. Yes. She gets to decide what her travel range is.
What's been like your favorite part of doing this? Is this your full-time gig?
It is. It is, yeah.
Dang, the ice queen.
Just turned five a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah.
Is it when you started to now, that 5 years, is it where you thought it would be at 5 years down the road, or kind of where is that in your mind and process?
Well, you know, it's funny. I've seen a lot of new competitors just in the past, you know, year or two.
Sure.
Everyone's starting to look into food trucks and
they're jealous of you.
Side gigs and stuff. So there's more competition than there was, you know, when I started. But you asked previously, you know, why I do this. You know, I love seeing the kids smile, you know, seeing them like jump up and down as they're waiting for me and watching me scoop. I mean, that's really, you know, satisfying.
I bet it gets rowdy.
It
kids
does.
Waiting on this.
Well, that's what, yeah, I've always said, you know, when I retire one day, maybe if I ever retire, that's what I want to do is like ice cream, Italian ice, something like that. Cause like there's nobody mad when they're coming. They might not want to wait too long, but when you hand somebody a cup of ice cream, nobody's mad about it.
I thought you said you wanted to be president when you retire.
No, I'm going to be president, like, in 2024.
Oh. She wants to get rid of the time change? She just wants to get rid of daylight savings.
There's one other thing. When I think of it, I'll let you know. But, yeah, right now it's just daylight savings.
Are you pro daylight savings? Like, does daylight savings help the Italian ice game at all?
You know, I haven't really noticed.
Nothing there?
No, I haven't really.
No impact.
I haven't thought about
it. An extra hour of sunshine melts the ice away, right? Mm-hmm. So you could almost be anti-
But also more customers.
But also more customers because there's more daylight. Extra. Yeah, I would think she'd be pretty.
You guys are smart. See, they get, it's a game theory too. Nice. It's a game theory. All right, so we've got strawberry kiwi and mango. Is it coconut mango or mango coconut?
I say mango coconut.
It does seem prominently more mango. Mm. These are your top two.
Mm-hmm.
What's the third? Like, give me a third.
Probably tropical rainbow. The kids love it. It's pineapple, cherry, and blue raspberry.
And is it rainbow like colored too? See, it's funny
it's
you say
yellow,
that.
Red and blue.
Noah picks the Superman ice cream when we go to get ice cream all the time. So he would definitely
would
be all about it. Just the color pick is enough for him, for sure. So this week, how many events are you doing this week? You got any coming up?
I have some coming up for Easter. So my season officially kind of opens April 2nd.
Okay.
So I have a couple of
So you've been in downtime right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been working on that new craft ice line.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on with that?
Sure. So, you know, the company name is Queen's Ice, and I do the Italian and shaved ice now, so I'm going to add a craft ice line, you know, the clear ice cubes that you're seeing all over Instagram, and for any beverage, whether it's a mocktail or a cocktail or, you know, your morning orange juice, to add, you know, a nice clear ice cube to it.
That sounds fun. Yeah. So you're just making ice. You're like, you're a connoisseur of ice. Like, you literally, like, that's a skill. Like, is your temperature at your house set to, what's it set to right now?
Well, you know, I am from Wisconsin, so I do like
the
cold.
Yeah,
so.
You can handle it.
I will take cold day over heat.
You can handle that real cold, though.
Yeah, I can't.
Mamie's not hanging in that realm.
I can't do it. Quite brave to even live up there for a short amount of time.
So Easter's coming up. Is it neighborhoods? Is it private parties? Kind of what's the deal for the Easter kickoff?
So Easter is neighborhoods. Neighborhoods, and then I'll be doing delivery of the slice of ice cakes. You know, if anyone wants to order a cake for their Easter gathering, I can do free delivery of that too.
So you can make this into like an ice cream cake kind of style, but this
you can mold it into, you know, the same kinds of shapes that you see other frozen dessert cakes in. So yeah,
cake does have good consistency.
Yeah,
to build and hold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
What complements it this well? Like what other, like, I think of like, okay, would you put fruit on top of it or something? Does anybody ask you that? Like, what are some good complimenting things?
So
with
fruit goes really well. I also added boba, bursting boba last year.
Nice.
I'm not familiar. You know,
pomegranate. It's they're fruit filled, like
gelatin balls.
Gushers?
Not gushers. Have you seen the boba tea places? All over the place.
I feel like I have. Yeah. I want to say yes.
So they're these little, like, gelatin, but they're filled with juice. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, they got those at TCBY, too, or Froyo places. Yes, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I do cherry. I have pomegranate, kiwi. Mm. They go really well. Really well.
It's as if you really have to just taste it to know. Like, it speaks for itself. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal. Bill, that coconut over there, how you feeling?
I'm being very disciplined.
Mamie's the most disciplined. She is still saying, she's eating some.
But it is absolutely delicious.
It's very good. It's very good.
She doesn't eat ever. Like, I'm always trying to force her to. So for the fact that she ate even half of this right now is very impressive.
It's very
impressive.
I think it would pair well with a nice steak and sunshine or some sort of grill-like scenario.
Just take a scoop of the strawberry kiwi right on top of your filet.
All
right.
I was going to say I could eat it while I was around the heat of the flames. Keep it cool.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah. I think I might, with that coconut mango, pour a little bit of rum in there and mix it up. A little adult cocktail.
Hey now.
That would be really
you
really
don't
good.
Do adult style on
I
those.
Don't. She does. It's actually illegal.
Oh,
for
but
me to do
somebody
that.
Brought through a mini
maybe.
Bottle. Somebody brought through a mini bottle, they could do
oh my gosh. Take a court, why don't you? Jeez. Well, thank you so much, Monica. We appreciate you coming. Queens Ice NC. Check her out on Instagram. Book your adventure
book your
today.
Party. Yeah.
Good morning, okay, and 818, happy Wednesday day to you. Let's find out what's going on out there. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, how are things looking out on the streets this morning?
Good morning, Justin. 77 southbound, heavy congestion in the Cornelius Huntersville area. Slowing down around exit 40 or exit 25, and it really slows down until about 485, and then things get flowing again. As you're going into the city of Charlotte, around Brookshire Freeway, traffic is heavy congestion. Slow down there, so be careful. 77 northbound. Around exit 23, traffic is slowing down almost to a stop, so watch it in that area. And really is heavy all the way up to Mooresville. So secondary roads, Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning. No accidents to report, which is good, but just be careful north and southbound on 77. Watch out for some slowdowns.
Sounds like patient pants are required today. Jeff, we do appreciate you. Did you get your bracket filled out yet?
I did.
Who you got going all the way to through the dance?
Well, I've got Connecticut winning. I hope North Carolina can pull it out, but I've got Connecticut. So we'll see.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong.
Well, good luck to you, Jeff, because I don't know anything about anything. You think I should go Stetson all the way? They face UConn in the first round. Just have Stetson winning the whole thing? What do you think?
I'd do a little better than that one.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. I'll let you know my picks tomorrow when we chat.
Okay. All right.
Have Take a good care. Night.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. See ya. RideiCats.com. Also getting a little bit of pointers there on the NCAA bracket.
So I put Connecticut in the Final Four. It makes me feel like that was a good choice if Jeff picked it.
Wow. You know, that's pretty good. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, host of Town Talk, joins us over the phone right now. Bill, did you fill out a bracket yet?
You know, I don't fill out the bracket, but I do watch it all. But I've never been one of those that do brackets. I just watch the game. But I suspect I would think that Purdue probably takes it.
That's you know what? I'll back you on that bet. You know, me, I'm a top sports analyst. I spend a lot of time on sports. I know more than anybody. That's a solid pick, though. It's hard to argue with that one, Bill. Also, want to get your take. I don't know if you heard earlier. So there's a tweet that landed on my timeline. It's an ad basically trying to abolish the Electoral College and get me to sign a poll, a new survey. Your thoughts? We should just get rid of it, right? Electoral College means nothing anymore.
I was listening to y'all in the last hour talking about that. Well, you know, the Electoral College works for those people when their candidates win. The Supreme Court is great until they hand down decisions you don't like.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. But no, I think the Electoral College is something our founding fathers put together that works. Again, it works for people when their guy wins or their lady. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole states' rights things kind of seems like a big deal. But anyway, let's get back to local. Bill, I was out yesterday. Did the entire local community fall apart yesterday while I was in Raleigh? And I'll tell you about my experience in Raleigh after that.
I wish I'd have had that pass from Amy, because let me tell you something. I had to be on a 7:30 Zoom call. I left my house Huntersville at 10 minutes of 7. I got to my office at 10 minutes of 8. I live 15 miles from the office.
What?
Yes, it took 1 hour to go 15 miles. I was so frustrated. And here's the thing. The people in the toll lanes, they got waylaid too, because there was stuff going on there. And I got to tell you, there was a portion that I started to say, you know, maybe what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump into this toll lane right over the little barriers. Maybe I'll do that. I've never done that before. I would never even think. And I look in the rearview mirror, and I'm not kidding. There is a North Carolina Highway Patrolman behind me. I said, oh, my gosh. Well, then he stayed behind me for a while because he couldn't move. It was like bumper to bumper. He finally migrated over to the left lane, and then he jumped the barriers and took off.
So the funny, I think the funny thing is right now, Bill, you're not realizing during the morning show yesterday, that's the exact scenario
that happened
with Jeff. So I think the ICATS bus, Jeff was driving right there too. And he said, whoa, somebody just jumped into the toll lane.
Yeah.
So maybe it was
That was you. I thought that was the story you were going to tell.
Yeah,
that
me too.
Jumping in the toll lane. Running over ICATS.
No, but I tell you, I couldn't even make the Zoom. I had to call somebody. I was going to be hosting it. And I said, I don't think I'm going to. At 7:05, I called to say, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do it. At 7:10, I called them and said, I've not moved in 5 minutes. The car has not moved in 5 minutes. I'm not going to make it.
It's definitive now at this point.
And I didn't. So that was terrible.
Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. You can catch it on demand as well, wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you watch your videos. Bill, what's on tap for the show today?
Well, before I get to the show, I want to remind everybody today, 11 o'clock.
The blood drive.
We are hosting the Community One Blood Drive at the Chamber of Commerce in the back parking lot. We're doing that with WSIC and Rose Pharmacy. So it's a joint project. If you've ever considered giving blood or you normally do, please come out. Again, it is going to be at the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, Community One Blood Drive, 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Right here in the back parking lot. And again, give the gift of life. So we're doing this with WSIC, with Rose Pharmacy. Please come out.
Well, and so I tried to avoid it, but Ben added to my calendar, I have to give blood today. So now here's the thing. I used to give double in high school.
You can give double blood?
You can get strapped up on both arms because then you miss twice as long of class. So I would give double gladly back in the day in high school, in the middle of Hopewell High School's gymnasium. So today I'm going to be in the back parking lot with Bill Russell putting a needle in my arm. So if it looks weird when you come around the corner at the Chamber parking lot, don't be weirded out. It's just, it's official. Is that the right way to say it, Bill? Is that the...
Yeah. I am reserved for 11 o'clock. Brett over here is reserved for 11:30. So we got people lined up, but
you're going to be first one out of the gate. You're going to be the first one out of the gate then.
That is the way I roll.
What kind of blood are you, Bill? What kind of blood
I'm
you got?
O positive.
Oh,
O positive. So
that's a good one.
I'm one that they keep calling about every six weeks. Hey, we want you to come back.
You can give blood to anybody. Is that the universal blood? O positive.
Yeah, I think so. I think O positive and O negative are the two that are most desired.
I used to have do you carry a card on you? I used to have a card like that said my blood type. I don't remember mine anymore.
I
bet you'll find out today.
I don't know if I have it. Yeah.
Will they tell you your blood type?
They'll have to know so they know how to label it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know.
Yeah, I think they send it back to you. I also have that Rh factor in my blood that makes it desirable for newborns or something. So, yeah, they like my blood.
I've not heard of it. You know, never mind. I'm not going to do that to you right now. President of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, Bill Russell. Gala tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that swanky event. Bill, past year of the chamber, top three highlights for you. Go.
I it was a fantastic year. Again, attendance at things, you know, in terms of the number of networking events, 98 networking events of the year. That's two a week for the Chamber of Commerce. So if you're looking to get exposure for your business, we did that. We had 52 ribbon cuttings. That's a lot of businesses opening up, a lot of members joining the Chamber of Commerce. We had 200 members join the Chamber of Commerce last year. So that's another real highlight. Yeah, absolutely. And I think we had close to 40 professional development seminars that we put on for our members. So, again, great participation in our things. So it was a good year for the Chamber.
It's nothing short of impressive. I mean it genuinely every time I say it, the amount of things that the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce does in a given year. And then you guys throw it off and, like, you put together this blood drive, right? Like with Rose Pharmacy with us and the Chamber and – it's just amazing how on top of it you are with everything you do, Bill. So we're grateful. I know the small business community is very grateful for you too. And I'm, you know, looking forward to more. Lake Norman isn't shifting, isn't changing. Do you think Lake Norman goes away next year, or is it here to stay? What do you think?
No, it isn't. And let me get back. I know I've got only less than 2 minutes. So the show today, fantastic show. We got Michelle Hoberson. She is the executive director of Lake Norman Community Development Corporation. She's going to be talking about housing, workforce housing in the area, or something we still call affordable housing. We've got Carol Gray, who is the former president of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, lives here in Cornelius, been on the Kane Center for the Arts board, but he was the first executive director of the Lake Norman Transportation Commission, which was the entity for the three towns that we worked on a lot of things. And then we got a student. We have Lily Blakely. She's a senior at Woodlawn School, and she's going to be talking about this weekend's STEAM Fest. So, and I'm hearing she's bringing a science project. So, Justin, I'm hoping we don't blow up the studio.
It's only a lease anyway, Bill. You'll be all right.
There you go.
All right, looking forward to it. It sounds like a fun show. STEAM Fest. Yeah, Woodlawn School, that's going on this weekend. The A in STEAM Fest. Bill, do you know what the A in STEAM Fest is for?
Arts.
That's right. He knew. See, it used to be just STEM Fest, and then they added the arts.
Engineering
in.
And art.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. All right, Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, host of Town Talk. Sounds like an adventurous show. Decided to talk about the smallest topic you possibly could. Of affordable housing. So that's awesome. That's always great to talk about such a small topic. Looking forward to that. And education as well, another very, very small topic. Both of those fantastic. Bill, we appreciate you, sir. Look forward to seeing you later.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Bill mentioned the blood drive going on. So if you between 11 and 4 o'clock today, the parking lot out by the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, you'll see the big blood bus, I'm assuming, out there. Maybe a tent or Bill with just a needle in his hand. Either way, I will be going by there to give blood today. If you have the chance, it's a way for us to save lives. It really is. I mean, that's really what you're doing by donating blood, is saving lives. Good morning, okay, at 8:34 on this Wednesday day. I just got asked if I was Bill Russell. I did. It just happened. It just, that's what that feels like. Yeah.
That's great.
I almost said yes.
You should have just rolled almost with it.
So we've got Whittier.
Hey, guys.
And Chelsea.
Hi.
From Huff High School. Yep. Part of the production Seussical.
Yep.
It's a musical.
Seussical, the musical.
That's the full title, Seussical the Musical.
Yes.
Seussical. Is it the S I'm leaving off there?
I don't know.
Seussical.
Seussical the Musical.
Yeah.
It's a Dr. Seuss-based musical.
Yes, it's a Dr. Seuss mashup.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chelsea, you're a stage manager?
Stage manager.
Wit. Can I call you Wit?
Yeah, no, that's great.
Wit. Do you sing?
What? Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
little bit,
best song from Seussical. 1, 2, 3, go.
Biggest Blame Fool. It's the song where everyone just kind of makes fun of Horton, who's like from Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah.
And everyone, they're actually just really mean and bullies to him. Mm. But I get to be one of the bullies, so it's pretty fun.
Oh.
So it's like an upbeat, like very like Hairspray stylish song. Mm-hmm. So it's like very like poppy and the dancing's fun. So it's overall, Biggest Blame Fool.
All right, sing your favorite line from it. 1, 2, 3, go.
There is the biggest blame fool in the jungle of Nool, and monkeys like us, you know.
Yeah!
Hit the horn.
Let me hit the horn on that. Yes. All right, so Huff High School putting on. When does the show start?
It's the 21st through the 24th.
21st through the 24th of March.
So
that's tomorrow.
Week, yeah.
This week. Yes. Yeah. Tomorrow is our opening day.
Is everybody pumped? Is everybody ready?
Everybody is ready. We're excited.
We're stoked. And also, what's really exciting about tomorrow is during the day, we're having 500 second graders from the surrounding elementary schools. So from Cornelius Elementary, Huntersville Elementary, Davidson K through 8, and June Washam. And they're all coming to see the show. And so it'll be a fun crowd.
It's going to be hype. It's good that like our first audience is going to be kids. Cause that's like what it's directed towards. So
they'll be very kind to us as well.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get some real feedback from you.
They'll never be sure if it's good or not after they see it. Yeah, they won't lie to you about it.
Have y'all been doing theater your whole time at Huff? Or
yep.
Yeah.
Have you been at Huff all 3 years? You're juniors. Have you been at Huff all 3 years for high school?
And we've both been involved in the theater since freshman
year. And what's that program been like? Have you had fun? Tell us about it.
It's amazing, honestly. Honestly, like, it's just the best community of people, honestly. Like, everybody is so close, and everybody gets along, and it's just such a positive environment.
Yeah, I mean, Huff actually has, like, the highest arts enrollment of, I think, most any school in the district, which is really cool, and that's across all programs. But our theater program is really, really strong. Our teacher, Miss McDougal, has really cultivated just a great environment. I mean, it's just a positive. I mean, we're doing a show like Seussical right now where everyone's positive and uplifting. And I think it really speaks to like the environment and program that we have. It's great.
Are musicals common for y'all, or is this more of the rarity at school?
No, musicals. Or? We do musicals every year in the spring. So we do a fall play in like October, November, and we always do a musical in like March, April. And we get a lot of people like show out for the musical just because. Like, people come and watch it, and they see, like, how great it is and all the energy, and they want to come and participate, too. So we get a lot of people come out for the musical.
Yeah. And then also our musicals are cool, I can't think of the word, but, like, a culmination of all the groups we have here because there's singing, there's dancing, there's acting. Our, like, Pitt, who plays the music for the show, are all Huff students. And it's actually led by a Huff like student conductor, which is incredible.
It's really unique to Huff too, because a lot of schools don't do the student conductor or even live band. So it's really cool because it really combines all of the different arts programs.
And costuming and set design and all those things that you have to do along with it too.
Yeah, our set this year was designed by a student, and a lot of the costumes were handmade, hand designed by students at Huff too.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it brings everybody in the school together all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's very cool.
Can the public come out and watch this?
Of course, yes.
Are tickets for sale? Do y'all know? Or
yes,
how does
tickets
that work?
Are for sale on hufftheaterludus.com.
Yeah. Yeah, we have shows Thursday, the 21st at 7.
6.
Well, at 6. Sorry, I forgot we moved it up this year. My bad, guys.
Yeah, we moved the times a little bit earlier to give, like, families with kids, like, a better time to come see it.
Sure, makes sense.
Or
cut off the families with kids. Maybe you don't want them. Maybe they're too rowdy, you know?
No, we want them. No, we definitely want the kids. We want the kids to come.
No, we want them. Sorry.
This one's for the kids,
This one is for the children. It's a really cool community outreach opportunity, too, especially with the elementary show, because in the past we've done High School Musical, we've done Mamma Mia, like we've done more like modern musicals the last couple years, so like our audience has been a little bit older, so it's really cool doing something for younger people.
How much like practice beyond like regular school time do you have to spend like to prepare for this kind of show?
So we do theater in school in our classes, but for the musicals, every single thing we do is outside of school. So we auditioned in December.
Yeah.
We auditioned in December. We kind of take that month off because it's crazy with the break and everything. And then we came back in January, and that's when we started rehearsals. And we rehearsed till 5 every day after school, I think.
Yep.
And then the last couple of weeks, we've been going to like 7 or 8.
Yeah, last week before.
It's the crunch time. It's the tech week. Yeah. So it's a lot of time input in. But it's fun. And it's as long, you know, everyone's pretty positive. So it's worth the work.
Something I was never been able to do is like memorize lines. What's the secret to like memorizing lines for a play?
That's all you, Whittier.
So this fall when we did The Crucible, so I was John Proctor, which was a great experience, but it meant I talked a lot during the show. And I was like, and I never had a problem with memorizing lines, but then I was like, ooh, like I actually need to like lock in and do this. I want to shout out my mom. That is the only way I memorize lines. I sit down with her and like, I just need another person to talk with, and my mom's great at it. So as long as I can just go back and forth with someone, that's why I do it. A lot of people write their lines down. Mm-hmm. That never really worked for me, but I don't know. I think that's the trick, just extreme repetition.
Shout out to the moms out there, though.
Good job, mom.
Gosh.
Absolutely.
Good job, me.
Well, Katie's in theater.
My daughter's in theater, too. I mentioned before we went live on the show. But yeah, she's in theater. But she's never asked me to run lines with her before. Or if she does, it is no inflection, straight monotone, like just reciting the lines back to me. Not really. So she wants me to be surprised when I see the show.
Curious, and I hope this doesn't offend. Was it ever a consideration to do like a Taylor Swift show or anything? Because that seems like that would be pretty popular right now these days.
I think we'd sell out every show.
We would, most definitely. I don't know if that exists.
Yeah, I don't think that one.
I don't know.
Senior project next
year. Yeah,
we'll write it ourselves.
Next year at Huff High, come see
Taylor Swift the musical.
Yeah. Huff's version.
That's funny.
It's possible. It's not impossible. How many performances? That's right. How many performances do you guys do a year for the program?
Like all of our fall plays.
You tell me.
Combined.
Yeah, you tell me. What's it like?
For the musical, I believe we have six shows.
Six shows.
And then we normally do about 5 for the fall play. Then we also have the Husky Time play.
So we also have a play that's just our freshmen and sophomores, which we call our Husky Time play, and it's directed by a junior and senior. So we have, I think, 2 performances for that, and that's always a great time. And then also we have a group that goes to what's called the North Carolina Theater Conference, NCTC.
Yeah.
And so they put on a show at Huff as well, just like separately. But yeah. So I think, so we have like 4 separate like productions within each with multiple performances.
So Seussical starts tomorrow. How many are in Seussical? How many are involved in the production?
There are about 100 people.
100?
Including actors, tech crew, and pit altogether, about 100.
There's
people.
Not 100 people on stage. No,
no, no, not on stage. Not on stage. There's about like 40 people on stage.
How about in the pit? How many band members are there in the pit?
We have a large pit this year.
We do have a large pit. There are a lot of instruments involved. I would say about 30, maybe.
You guys got any more room in the pit? Can I fit in the pit?
Why don't you bring your flute?
Absolutely.
Oh, you play?
You play the flute? Yeah, I did.
He plays the flute.
I did back in the day. Hey, it's been a while. It's a little dusty.
Find a spot for
no,
you.
No, yeah, no, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
A little dusty and rusty. Do flutes rust?
I don't know. You have.
Do y'all know that answer? Can a flute rust?
I'm not sure.
No.
Do y'all play musical instruments at all either?
I try. I'm a little band with my friends, so I play the bass, but I'm like
slapping the bass.
Well, I'm really bad at it. They're a lot better at their instruments, so I'm just there for the vibes. Kind of, it's fun.
I played clarinet in 6th grade.
You did.
It's been a minute.
I played flute in 3rd. There you go. So see, connection already, Jels. There you go.
We could start a band.
That's it. Oh yeah, a wind instrument band. You don't see that very often.
Oh no,
that would take off.
That would be something.
What else is going on at Huff? How's Huff? So I went to Hopewell. And so did Bill. I know.
Those
I know.
Rivals.
I don't think we can.
Look, I didn't want to say it too early.
I'm Switzerland over here. I got no dog in the fight.
She's from Shelby.
just feel sorry for me. That's all you need to do.
What's going on at Huff? What else is happening these days? Anything?
Our spring sports are going now.
Been kicking off. Our women's soccer has been really good this year.
Strong?
Shout out there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all our spring sports right now, that's like baseball and everything. I don't know. I think the school's kind of been. It's that energy in the air, which is just like it's great. Where everyone's like liking spring and everything, but it's gearing up for exams and you know, and
it's a really cool transition. Like everybody's like, it's kind of like a general like mood shift that you just see like coming out of winter, going to the spring. I think everyone's a little bit more like pumped up, a little more happy, it's more sun, like everyone's just vibing.
Our band just competed at like MPA. I don't know what that stands for, but they got a superior, so shout out our band.
Shout out that fans. Sounds good too.
Yeah. Science Olympiad, different thing. Like all, this is where all the clubs start. Like whenever you see the announcements and it's like four different clubs did four different things, it's that time of year where everyone's doing
stuff. I know, super busy.
Yeah. Dance, Huff Dance just won state champion or something along those lines. Hey. Like
shout out
to them.
It sounds very cool. I'm glad that everything's going well for you know, in general. It's you know, it's a rival, so I have to at least play nice right now while I'm in the room. Okay.
Now,
Huff didn't exist back whenever I went to school, so I will say that. So I don't think we have to be. We don't have to be rivals. We can choose friendship in this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hopeful guy. Anyway. Yeah. But yeah, I'll try.
We can make an exception.
Seussical, it starts tomorrow. Can you buy tickets at the door?
Yes, you can.
You can buy tickets at the door. Huff High School Seussical performance starts tomorrow. Check it out. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time. It's fun musical. Time. Horton Hears a Who. Something like that is part of it, right?
Yeah, Horton Hears a Who. Big part of it.
Good morning, OKN. 8:48. Happy Wednesday day to you and yours. A lot of events going on. You know, Justin Dionne had his show yesterday, Know the Scene. He had Davidson College on. They have a performance going on. Is there starting today? Today or tomorrow? I was listening to the show last night on my drive home.
It is, I believe, Thursday. So Thursday. Same dates.
Davidson College.
Yeah, Davidson College. So there's so many performing.
It's spring musical season.
If you think about the whole Lake Norman area, you know what I mean? If you go from Huntersville all the way north of the state, there's so many different performances.
And that play was called Bright Star that's happening
at
Davidson College.
One.
It is a good one.
That's
I was listening
really
to
one.
Some of the numbers.
The musical selections?
Yes. And I can get down with that.
Yeah.
It's like Appalachian High Country musical right there.
Yeah. Bluegrass style, right?
Isn't it? Bluegrass
He's got the bluegrass
style.
Twang. Yeah,
bluegrass
yeah.
Bluegrass style.
Let's check out the show. So if you missed that show, you can go check out the podcast anytime, wherever you get your
It'll
podcast.
It'll be up in a second. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because,
I got to get it up.
Yeah, you got
it.
Okay.
Yeah, today.
It'll get up.
It'll be there. But you could also, you know, the socials and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
It's just all there. It's already available for replay right now.
Yeah, sure.
It's just not, you know, in the list.
Yeah.
You got to hunt for it if you like hunting. You ever been hunting?
No. Mm. Have you met me? No. I'm from Shelby, but I've never been hunting.
If you were going to go hunting, is there a particular animal you would go for first?
Hmm.
And this, I will use this as you saying, this is the animal you least care about.
Oh, I don't like most animals. Which animal?
So then you think you'd be a big hunter.
Is this?
If you have no emotional connection to animals whatsoever.
I don't.
Like you see a squirrel on the side of the road, ran over, you don't cry that like, oh my gosh, we lost another one.
I feel bad, but no.
Oh, you feel bad?
I do feel bad. I just have indifference towards animals.
What about like a deer on the side of the road?
So when I see a deer on the side of the road, I think,
oh dear,
there's probably too many of them.
Their fault.
It's their fault.
Population control.
Stop jumping out in front of traffic. It's their own fault.
Jeez.
No, I'm a terrible person. I know.
No, you're not a terrible person. Not a terrible
no.
person. I've never been hunting, I'll be honest with you. And I've shot plenty of guns, but I've not gone hunting.
I have shot guns, but I've never been hunting.
I keep saying the first thing I want to do is go bow hunting for turkey.
Oh, I would probably enjoy that.
You would?
I like bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Archery. I like archery.
Yeah, big archery fan.
So my sister worked at it. Camp Marywood, which is a kids camp, like I think it's third through seventh grade or something that comes, but she worked there in the summer, and it was very fancy camp, and they had archery there, and so I would go visit her on the weekends when they didn't have kids there and play around with it.
Part of hunting that I think makes it so difficult for me is the having to wait. You know, like you have to get out there super early.
Yeah. It's cold.
It's cold. You're just waiting, and like you get maybe one opportunity.
Yeah,
you know, like you're hoping for one.
I would like to hear what's so fun about it.
Because you can't like talk.
No, you got to.
You're not supposed to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would fail.
We would not.
Nobody will bring me. Like nobody will bring me.
You and I going out bow hunting.
Because it's guaranteed there will be zero animals in the vicinity at all.
And we're like snacking on popcorn or something, not helping anything. Yeah.
Quit it.
Oh, not popcorn. You don't like popcorn.
No,
snacking
definitely.
On something noisy, though, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a silent room. You open anything in it, you know, with a plastic wrapper.
I can bring my cooler, Queen's Ice.
That's right. Just buy the scoop.
Yeah.
You want another scoop?
Just, it's kind of quiet.
If you missed that, you can go back and watch. We had Queen's Ice earlier hanging out with us. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I just, okay. Yeah, no, I was thinking about, because I'm looking at your cup right now, which still has some of it in there. You did eat half of it.
I did eat half. I did.
You actually ate half on the radio, so I appreciate that. Busy day in the lineup. It's Wednesday. Home ad show, 9 to 11. You got to buy something, sell something, trade something. You call in, and you can do that all right there kind of on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's kind of wild to experience, to hear the different things from the community, which is awesome. So if you got something out there, or if you got a birthday or anniversary, you know, 10:45, Brian spins the wheel. You can win prizes every single day. 11 o'clock, Representative Sane's on. All things Sane, Representative Jason Sane. I believe, is his son also going to be on today as far as his guest? Or was that that was last week his son joined him too?
This was last week, yes.
Okay. I'm not sure. I apologize. I don't know off the top of my head who his guest is today. The cool thing about Representative Sane's show is that he'll be wherever and then do his show. So he's kind of keeping you updated on what's going on here locally and what's going on in Raleigh. And then noon to 3, Todd Starnes. If you need that national political addiction itched, you can get that done with the Todd Starnes Show. 3 o'clock today being Wednesday, The Good, the Bad, and the Guilty. So Sheriff Darren Campbell coming in. Last week they did the show, and it was right after they had the standoff there in Mooresville, which was just wild. If you missed that show, you can go back and catch that. And all the shows across the WSIC network. On demand, wherever you get your podcasts and video. And then 4 o'clock today, we talked to Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, earlier, and he will have his show today. Michelle Hoverson of the Lake Norman CDC, and a couple other guests as well today. So it should be a jam-packed day.
It's a busy day.
Of all the stuff going on.
Not to mention, you got a blood drive, Merle Madness,
teacher of the month. You know what? And I have those notes here in front of me. I'm supposed to go through those. The blood drive to me, again, I got I thought, do I get to miss anything if I go do this? Mm-hmm. And it's like, nope, you still got to go do all this. So it's not, it doesn't hit the same. It
doesn't get you out of class.
Like it did back in the day. Yeah. But it's still a great thing to do of, you really are helping save
lives.
You really are saving lives. It's pretty wild, like by giving your blood, and you can, and it's, you know, you can do it. Ben tried to get out of it because he says he was born in Germany at a time of a breakout of mad cow disease. Mm. But I think that's all been stumped now at this point. Like that's all been put out. Like he can give blood.
He can give blood.
Yeah, I'm IB positive.
IB positive?
Yeah, IB positive. They ain't sticking no needles in my arm.
Good one.
You're not a blood giver, Bill?
Never have. No one's ever asked me, though.
You want to today?
It's possible. Pretty busy here.
A few things going on. Yeah. I'll rain check with you.
Can't miss class today.
I'll call you at 4:01.
I'll give you a bag.
Yeah.
take it on over. We'll put it in one of those containers.
Yeah.
It's got some mango coconut.
So now if you see me with putting a needle in Bill's arm in the parking lot, then it's reversed. This Bill, not Wild Bill.
Right.
Right.
Teacher of the Month going on. So if you know a teacher, you are a teacher.
Maybe you're a Huff High School teacher.
That's right. Teacher of the Month, WSIC News, the Instagram. Thanks to Nina's Boutique. Thank you to Brighter Smiles at Davidson. Nina's Boutique, you get a $50 gift certificate if you're chosen as the winner. Brighter Smiles at Davidson, you get a free gentle whitening treatment. It's really all you can do is just register. It's not like
that's it.
You don't have to write some elaborate essay of why you're the greatest teacher in the world or why your teacher is the greatest teacher in the world. It's literally just going to be randomly selected from the list of people that have been submitted.
Yeah. We've got a lot of submissions, but keep them coming.
Because
it's not just this month. It goes on.
It continues.
Yeah.
It's month to month.
That's right.
Month over month.
So each month you have a chance to win. So if you don't win for March, you could also win for April.
Or May.
Or subsequent months.
Months that follow after.
Correct.
Merle Madness also taking place right now for all the sports addicts out there like myself who know everything there is to know about sports. Merle Madness, again, WSIC News Instagram. You go sign up for the Bracket Challenge. If you win the Bracket Challenge, you get a 4-pack of tickets to Merle Fest. One-day general admission tickets. So you could do a little combo. You brought up the point earlier, maybe. You could have you and some friends that go. Maybe you and significant other go twice.
Yeah.
Because their general admission any day passes. So you can kind of pick and choose in the game theory there. If you win the game, I think you get the rights to choose who you want to bring with you.
I'm not super duper sports fan, but I just like to win. So I feel like
it's just pure competition.
I just want to win.
That's all it's for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Can make that happen.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it. That was all.
I didn't miss anything else from yesterday or anything?
I think that's it. I don't think you missed anything else from yesterday. Now, apparently, I am going to a race at the Hickory Speedway.
That's right. I did catch that portion of the show, too.
Yeah. Rob caught that part of the show yesterday, too. He was
he excited about that, Rob, that you'd be going to a race, or does he not care?
He's still very concerned that I'm not going to enjoy it. He's very concerned. But I said, there are people quite heavily invested in my love for the racing sport, and I think they're going to make it an experience that I will enjoy. I believe in Patrick and...
You know,
Joe Berg and
Patrick and Joe, and then also Tim Sherrill.
Tim's very invested in it now,
traffic
too.
Manager, for WSIC. He'll give you, like, the headphones that, like, have, you know, the frequency that's all built in. You can listen direct. You can probably talk to the drivers.
Yeah.
He can probably hook you up so you can just talk to them.
And they know people there, too, so it's going to be a good experience. It's not just going to be me sitting in the stands. I can bring my own cooler, I heard.
Have you ever been to Hickory?
No.
You've never been?
The only race I've ever been to was the Coca-Cola 600.
That's your only experience you've got to base on.
And I kept telling people it was the Coca-Cola 500, which shows money.
Did you stay for the whole race?
No. It was
front
so
half, back half,
middle bits.
Was it too loud for you?
It wasn't that. I just didn't understand. And what Patrick said yesterday was like, those are kind of like Super Bowl. It's more for the entertainment than for just the pure racing, which made a lot of sense to me. Because I don't think of Super Bowl as like real football. It's mostly just entertainment. And so not that those aren't legitimate races. I mean, they are. Just like Super Bowl is a legitimate football game. Like, it determines the winner. It's just not the heart of the sport. You know, there's people that watch the Super Bowl that will never watch football any other time of the year.
Oh, totally.
Just like the race that I went to. Yeah, it's the only one I've ever been to. Not planning on going to any others.
But now, been convinced.
It's happening.
I haven't been to North Wilkesboro Speedway yet since they've redone it. I do want to go check out North Wilkesboro's too.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's people very invested in
They're doing the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I think so, right? Bill, is North Wilkesboro where the All-Star race is going to be at this year?
I'm sorry. I just haven't given that any look, and I don't know off the top of my head.
That's because he's gone Formula One. Are you more Formula One guy now?
I do like the Formula One races.
No, I know
I also
you do.
Like the NASCAR races.
No, I know
well.
You look, as far as within my circle of friends who have been know about racing for the longest, Bill's got the standing leadership board right there. As far as Formula One versus what's got you more excited about Formula One than NASCAR these days?
Oh, it's strictly a time. So the Formula One races have to happen in 3 hours from the time that says it's going to start. It has to be over in three
hours.
That's
the end.
Hard stop.
Hard stop. No matter what lap they're on.
No matter what lap they're on. But the races only take about 90-ish minutes or, you know, sometimes
they go
less
fast?
Than that. Right. They go less. The races are only like 50 to 70 laps.
And do you like that shorter, abbreviated?
It's just shorter. It's just an easier watch. They're also all over the world, so sometimes they just come on when I just wake up Sunday morning. Nothing better than kind of just waking up, turning on a race.
Monte Carlo, right in the background.
Yeah.
Correct.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, plus, they seem to be living a great life. People I hope to aspire to hopefully hang out with and be with. And
King Louis?
Have them on my big yacht. Zero emissions. My people. But NASCAR, that's my blood.
Yeah.
Those are my real people. Yeah.
That's called a hard break. Good morning, fam. See you tomorrow.